Tanya in New York.
AJ, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking.
So I'm a registered nurse. I've been keeping up with you. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
that.
Thank you.
So anyways, I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
I'm a New Yorker. I lived in the Bronx. And I think we have the best pizza. But then I hear all the time you guys saying how Pepe's and the pizza and the pizza and the pizza. And I'm like, I'm talking to my brother. I'm like, I really need to go to Connecticut. I need to try this pizza.
Sure.
So what can I do? I don't want to just drive, you know, 3 hours just for pizza. Is there something else to do?
We've been trying to figure that out here for decades.
Really. So far, we had the pizza.
Right.
If you think of anything, let us know.
I'm going to go to Connecticut just to try the pizza.
Do you like to gamble? We have a Mohegan Sun.
You know what? I have a house in Vegas.
Really? Oh. Nice.
Oh. All
so
right.
Check it out.
That seems like a reason.
They have, yeah, you they can have check it out and have pizza, too.
No, I'm not a casino person.
But you have
there's
a house
stuff
in Vegas.
To do there, though.
Exactly. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go while I'm out there. It's just, I'm played out with casinos.
Okay, I gotcha. What else can we do?
Let's see. She could go to the one.
I know you were having Stevie Nicks go out there like
that's right.
Recently,
Stevie
right?
Nicks. Stevie Nicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday.
Nicks. Yeah.
Oh, this Saturday. Of course, I
got to
work.
Aquarium?
Mm. That's not close to it. Really?
All right, I'll figure it out.
Well, do you like haunted trails?
I love haunted stuff.
Ah, we got the best one, Legends of Fear.
Yeah.
Literally just ranked.
Yeah.
Nationally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a trail?
It's a trail. Really cool. That's trail. Why they yeah, it's a haunted trail. Yeah, Legends of Fear.
Oh,
yeah, you
okay.
Get on a you get on this you know, hay cart and then a tractor pulls you through.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They show you all
okay,
the property
Legends
taxes.
Of Fear.
Legends of Fear.
Okay, I'll look that up and make a day of it. Okay.
The other thing is
we just
mentioned that we're having our big Halloween party this Friday. The Chaz and AJ Legends of Fear Monsters Ball. It's a costume party at a brewery.
You can't make that. Okay. Thank you, Ruth, though.
All right.
A good suggestion.
All right. Okay. Keep us posted.
And that's, I guess I was making that confused with the Legend of Fear, the Monster Ball with the trail.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Things.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah, we're lucky we're dripping in sponsors. So.
Totally dripping.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. I will keep you posted to see how it goes.
Awesome. Listen, if you drive all the way from New York, email me, and I'll try to get you at the front of the line so you don't have to wait.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
And AJ, keep up.
I will. Thank you so much.
What do you want him to keep up?
All right.
Okay.
Keep up with the good comedy because I missed him so much.
Oh,
oh, man.
Not more than me.
I actually changed the channel for a second because I was bored.
Why would you tell me that? After I just told you I would get you the front of the line, you're like, you were boring.
She's just kidding.
Now she gets cold pizza.
Sorry. No, it wasn't that. I was just... Oh, man.
I gotta go.
I was just missing
I gotta
him.
Go. You just hurt
Bye.
My feelings.
Go
I gotta
ahead.
Go. I'm, goodbye. I'm goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. You're dead to me. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
You're dead to me.
You know what it's like trying to carry this show? It's not easy.
Seriously. Yeah.
Really.
These are awesome.
Freaking partners out like with freaking cancer, and you're like, I have to turn the station. Really? That's your support? That's how you help a friend? You're a nurse.
You guys are kicking.
You know the guy's
guys
out with
ass.
Freaking cancer. And like it's like this is boring. I'm gonna change the station.
Why would you say that out loud?
Why would you say that? I said I would get her to the front of the line.
That's true.
Yeah. You can say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're in the middle of the line. So pizza.
Yeah, I hope you choke on it now. I hope she has that slice of Pepe's and she's like, I don't want her to die. or even get brain damage.
Good.
I just want that momentary, like, and then she coughs it out, and it's like, yeah, that's me right there. That's karma.
Then she gets to eat it again, though. So
that's right.
True.
Whoa. Well, here we go. Yeah.
Phil.
No, you're on the air.
No.
You're on.
Chad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
All right. Well, you hurt my feelings.
I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean
sad.
To hurt your feelings.
I'm sad now.
It was no more for AJ. I was trying to give AJ much love. Are you kidding me, Chaz? You're the best, too. Mm. Come on. You're great.
Which station did you tune in?
Oh, I was just flipping. It was a second.
Okay. All right.
And I went right back to you guys. I went right back to you. There was nothing better.
Okay. All right. We're friends again.
Okay, cool.
Now I hope you don't choke on pizza.
Yeah, front of the line again. You're good.
You're front
of the line. I don't want to choke on your pizza.
All right.
We don't want that.
Your chewing is much better.
All right, Tanya. Thank you. We're friends again. You want to talk about weed in Connecticut? Let's do this. If you were ever busted for weed, low level, high level, either one, please call 203-882-9757. Has anyone here been busted for weed? No? Yeah,
I love how you stared right at me.
God,
right
we
at
all
you.
Did.
Right at you.
Vince, I looked in that direction, too.
Never. Nope. I have a clean record aside.
Dude,
from,
you had to be told not to come in here smelling like weed.
It was the jacket. It was a jacket.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. He forgot the first eight.
It's a comfortable jacket.
Ruth, were you ever busted for weed?
No.
No? You ever smoke weed?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
See?
Phil?
Thanks.
I have. It's not for me, though.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
I had a phase where I smoked a lot of weed.
Nice.
Like, all the time. And then I just gave it up.
Yeah, some folks do that.
You start getting adulty, and you start fading out. Right. I'll tell you the one time I quit, like, forever. Young Chaz was probably two. And I went out in the garage. I took a couple of hits, and I come back. We'll watch more of The Lion King.
No, look at the bird.
And he walks over to me, and he stares in my face like he's looking at my soul. And I'm like, I got to stop this. I think he's like, something's up with Daddy. He looks different.
He's taking like, my soul.
Right, I can't be stoned around my kid anymore.
Right.
Joe?
Yes.
You've been busted for weed?
Yes, I was busted back in high school. Does it have to do with the current events and now, or?
No.
Because I was busted back in high school for selling weed.
You were literally arrested.
Of course. Why would I joke about this? My father beat the crap out of me. Yes, I did. I was busted for selling marijuana. I had a good enterprise going.
For
I was
selling. Selling. Did that stay on
the
your record?
No, because I was able to get into, I was a juvenile.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I did my probation for 2 years and I got a.
Okay, then you don't benefit from this story. All right, Joe, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Watch for a big concert announcement today. Connecticut expunging marijuana convictions for 100,000 residents. Has to be low level. I don't know what the difference of low level and high level.
Yeah. Like under $500 worth of crime or something?
Where is the line? I know if you get caught with 4 pounds of weed in your car, that is not low level.
Right.
So maybe a pound or less.
Peter in Hamden?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
So, I mean, I was like, I was 19, and I got caught in a speed trap, and... So, you know, you get pulled over. I was doing like, I don't know, it wasn't even insane. It was like 5 miles over the limit. And it wasn't even my car. It was my boss's car. My car broke down, so he let me borrow his car.
That's even worse.
Yep.
Even worse. And it had no insurance. And like, so no insurance, no registration. See, the cops hit me with like everything. They were, and then they're investigating to see if the car is stolen. And then, like, because I...
What year was this? Because they don't even care. And all of this, like, you could smoke weed, you could be stoned, you could have a stolen car, and they're like, sorry we inconvenienced you.
While in office.
Yeah, no, this was 20 years ago, and this was in North Brantford. So, like, this was, like, a big thing for them. They're like, oh, my God, we...
called in the whole... Yeah, it's like eight cop cars.
Yeah.
That scene helicopter. From Blues Brothers where all the cop cars are crashing into each other. Right. Together.
They're all rappelling down the building. Hut, 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 hut.
What are we doing here? I smelled a weed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it the paper?
I was a weed connoisseur, so I had like multiple varieties of weed, you know? So now they're trying to hit me with like
dealing.
Distribution charts.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, no, you gotta understand. Like, this variety is different than that variety. You know, you smoke a little of this one, it does this. So I had like 7 different varieties of weed in all little different baggies. So it was like, now I'm trying to distribute or I'm a dealer. It was a nightmare. But most of that got thrown out when I went to court. But, you know, I paid for a good attorney. And then I wound up having to do community service. And that's a whole other story where I got kicked out of community service.
Being stoned?
It was a tough year for then you're on probation, so you can't get any other all of it for
did that follow you around, like when you applied for a job or a loan or whatever?
I think it was because I was able to, when the Vegas charges were dropped, I was able to go for the first time offenders. So as long as I completed my community service, I think it was expunged. But the downside to it is, because I used the first time offenders thing, like, what if I move on to like heroin or cocaine one day and I get pulled over for that? Am I no longer a first time offender?
You're not. Yeah, it's get out of jail free card. You want to use that when you need it most.
Yeah, let's not find out.
No. Yeah, no. I don't even smoke or do anything really anymore.
I got you.
No worries.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Just, alcohol.
It's the time and the place, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right. You too. We're asking you to call in if you were arrested for a low-level or high-level pot charge. 203-882-9757. Connecticut expunging marijuana convictions for over 100,000 residents. It's been taking a long time for them to do this because the local IT computer doesn't talk to the federal computer, and there's a lot of paper and stuff. Some stuff's not in the computer, so it's taken them a long time to get this through. And but as of today, 92,000 people have had their records expunged. The number will go well over 100,000 when all eligible files are scrubbed by the end of October or early November. Lynn on the road. Good morning.
Good morning. So I guess we would consider mine a high level.
Oh, I like it.
So this had to be 96. The boyfriend I was dating at the time, who I ended up marrying, was dealing some weed, and he had it delivered to my house because he didn't want it delivered somewhere else.
How did that come? Like in the mail?
In the mail.
Ooh.
And so I didn't know about it till the morning of, when he told me that a package was coming and could I sign for it. Me being an idiot, did such, and we're talking about 15 pounds in the mail.
Oh, my God.
15
pounds. It must have reeked.
It did not. But the thing about it was, I did sign for it, and I went about my day, the whole day. Me and my girlfriend went to breakfast. We went and did laundry. We went clubbing to 2001 that night. Came home 2 in the morning with... I'm walking, getting ready to walk in my apartment. All of a sudden, it was like a SWAT team, guns pulled, shoved up against the car. My house had been torn upside down. And that, needless to say, they found the 15 pounds. I'm not a snitch, so I took the rap.
Wow.
I got 4 years probation for it. I almost went to jail. The judge told me if I so much as got a speeding ticket or a parking infraction, he'd send me to prison. So, I kept my nose clean and did my probation.
Wow.
Here I am.
Yeah, even the cat was in cuffs.
Wow.
Damn.
I smoke pot every day, though.
So then you married this dude.
I did. I had three kids with him.
Nice. Yeah, he was like, nice. She's a keeper.
Yeah, right or die.
She's a keeper. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
I was
keeper.
An idiot.
Yeah, we have Smokey, Toast, and Bud now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so... But I haven't taken the time to get it expunged. I should. I'm a nurse, and luckily I had just finished nursing school, and the job I worked at, I was very upfront with them. I'm still at that job.
Oh, that's great. Wow. So, how many years ago was that?
96,
okay.
So almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't a little bit of wheeling and dealing. 15 pounds. I thought it was 12. I found out later it was 15 pounds.
You know, 12, 15. Once you're over 10.
Yeah, give or take.
Did it come in one package or it was multiple packages?
One big box.
Oh, my God.
Box.
One big box.
It's a catnip on it.
Who sent it?
He did. He had it. Whatever he was doing, like I said, I didn't know. He just kind of used me, had it sent to the house, figured I'd sign for it and carry on. But the police, when they came and raided the house that night, they were repeating everywhere I went. They had followed me and my girlfriend around all day long.
Man.
They knew I went to the laundry. They knew where I ate breakfast.
Did you have someone home stirring sauce? Was there a helicopter flying above?
Right. No, damn it.
That was all the money we had, Karen.
That was it. What'd you do that for?
All right, thank you, Lynn.
Anywho, that's my story. Yep, have a good day, guys.
That's
love
great.
You.
Love you, too. All right, Steve in Middletown. One more, then we're going. Was it high level?
Morning, guys.
High level or low level weed bust?
Oh, very low. Very low.
Oh, how low?
A misdemeanor. Oh, PTA.
Okay. After 15 pounds. You know.
Yeah, really. It all seems right.
I know.
Well, that'll be expunged
well, I've
now.
I've had that too. I've had that too, but I escaped the law.
What?
Yeah. I've had more than 15 pounds at one time.
What's the most weed you've had in your possession at one time?
Almost 40.
Wow, 40?
That was a long time ago.
Pounds.
A long time ago.
A lot
ago.
Of brownies.
Yes.
Wow.
It takes up a lot of space.
What was the...
Yeah.
What was the... Yeah, yeah, right. And it just... Everything smells
and
like weed.
No yeah. matter how much plastic you wrap it in, it still smells.
What was the street value of that at the time?
Oh, let's see. 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm doing old school math. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say somewhere around, it would be like 160.
160 an ounce?
Nice.
160.
Yes.
160,000?
No, it was 150. 150.
It was 150 an ounce, and you had 40 pounds.
Almost 40, yeah. Say 39. I would say 40.
And the cat took some.
Okay. 16 ounces in a pound.
We're only on until 10.
That's almost 100 G's right there.
I'm sorry I brought mass to the program this morning.
I never do that.
All right, Steve.
I
took
this job.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
Okay, Attorney General Tong on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chaz.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so our boss comes on every week, and he does a top five list. And this week was top five things that he believes are true.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble now because he's the boss.
Feel free to, we're going to hide behind you, by the way.
Yeah, okay, all right.
We're going to say Attorney General said.
I'm making the signs of the cross right now, and I am absolving all of us of any liability.
Very good.
Very good.
All right, so let's play him number two from his list.
If you speed in a different state and get a ticket, you don't have to pay it. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to go back to that state, you have to pay it. Speed your face off in Wyoming. They're never getting you. You're fine.
Attorney General.
Keith, I'm sorry to say, sir, that is not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Wyoming, huh?
Yeah, sure, they've got other things to do, but that is a... live, real debt, and they may come after you, and I would just pay it. I think as Phil said on the show the other day, Keith, you just got a promotion. Just pay the ticket.
You have the money.
Don't be so cheap.
You have the money, bud. Yeah. I must say, just what drives me crazy right now, I think one of the biggest public safety threats we have are reckless drivers. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy out there. And I'm on the road so much every day. So we gotta enforce the law and make sure people follow the speed limit or a reasonable resemblance of the speed limit.
Do you have like a badge or anything on your vehicle or police lights?
I don't have lights.
Black SUV?
I do have a black SUV.
Yeah, you need something that says like, hey, this is the top law enforcer in the state. Back off.
Like
that
should be a rocket launcher.
I do wish, and sometimes I'm tempted, but I am not qualified to pull somebody over and engage, you know, on the side of the road. And whenever I have that fantasy, you know, the real cops, like the commissioner of the state police, is like, sir, please do not do that.
Put that down. You know?
The real cops.
The real cops.
Attorney General.
I mean, I have great respect for the troopers that do that every single day.
No doubt.
It's hard. Course, it's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
All right, let's play him number one from Friday morning.
Speaking of not paying, you also don't have to pay your medical bills. So they don't send them to debt collectors. Now, I'm not 100% sure of this, but...
What do you think of that?
That's 200% wrong. Wow. 500% wrong. So they do send your debts to debt collectors. And in fact, I've had recent debt collector activity with a local, you know, healthcare provider where I thought it was covered by insurance and I didn't understand why I had to pay a little bit more under my insurance. And so, you know, I didn't deal with it for a little bit and they sent it to a debt collector. Now I ultimately paid because
that's awkward.
They got my attention. It's awkward, but you know, they have the right to enforce the debt and the contract. Here's two things they can't do. They can't balance bill. So if your insurance says you pay $15 on your, for a copay, But the procedure costs a lot more than that. They can't bill you for the rest. If you have a deal with your insurance company and it's a $15 copay, that's it. The one thing that Keith said that is true is that they, in this state, in Connecticut, the legislature has said they can't report you on medical debt to a credit reporting agency. So that buys you a little space if you're having trouble paying your bills, which a lot of people do, it doesn't immediately ruin your credit.
And you can negotiate with some of these healthcare providers, right?
Well, it's increasingly hard to do because as these hospitals become bigger and bigger systems and they consolidate more and more and they buy smaller hospitals and physician practices, you know, it's like anything else, getting somebody on the phone is really tough.
Right.
But yeah, you could try to negotiate.
Yeah, because AJ, you're gonna. I don't even want to know what your bills are going to be like at the end of this.
Oh my God! And I know, like, because one time, I guess when they billed and when I paid, crossed over, like I paid it, but they didn't get it yet. Oh yeah, it went right to a collector immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
So you got to be careful. No, Keith, you have to pay your medical bills. And you don't. When you get a letter in the mail from a debt collector for a particular hospital system. Now, you got to watch out for scams, of course, because there's also tons of scam activity around medical bills. But if you know it's legit, you know, it came from a recognized provider healthcare system, yes, you have to pay it. Yes, they can send it to a debt collector.
So he's wrong with number two, and he's wrong with number one on his list.
He's wrong with number two and wrong with number one. I thought the rest of it, I kind of believe a lot of what he believes. Maybe not about the pizza and the hot dogs. But, you know, for example, I don't feel like seafood appetizers take any room either. I feel like you could eat as many oysters as you want in shrimp cocktail, and you could still have an entree.
That's how I've been living in my life.
Yep. And salad, right? Salad takes no room either.
Now, it's the dressing on top of it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one, because I was thinking about it before I got on the radio, one that I've always believed? So please. So when I was in law school, I met my wife, and so when we were dating, I was kind of a bum in law school. Like, I didn't like to get up. I liked to sleep. I liked to stay up late and go out. And so I didn't much like to exercise, and I exercise a fair bit now, but she was, you know, she was good about it. She'd get up, she'd go running, and I would just, you know, think that was ridiculous. And my theory was that if I didn't put wear and tear in my body, if I didn't exercise, that I would be in better shape longer.
Wear and tear. It's the wear and tear.
Yeah, right. Because if you go on a run, right, you're putting wear and tear in your joints. And I just, what I should do is stay home, stay in bed, have a breakfast, have a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know?
Right. And save those joints.
Save those joints.
Yeah.
Don't put too many miles on the car, man.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It didn't actually work that way.
No.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for being a great attorney general.
Thanks, Chaz. Thank you for being a great radio host.
Thank you, brother. Mike Cerulli, News 8 in studio. Good morning.
What's going on? Great to be back.
You follow baseball at all or no?
Not really.
Not really?
No. I mean, I'm a Mets fan, so it's pretty early. Ooh. Pretty early year for us. We did not make it.
Could be worse. Could be a Jet fan.
Still
looking for a win.
No, but to the extent I'm following it right now is just, you know, I think we want the Americans to win against the freaking Canadians, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Always.
That's right. As a country, will we come together on this?
Yeah.
Can we at least agree on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, this guy's freaking remarkable. He was just in the World Series last year.
Shohei.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and he was having a really bad postseason, and in one game, nobody's talking about the other like nine games he's played already.
Yeah,
I do like watching on TikTok. They'll post the I don't speak any other language besides English, but they'll post the Japanese calls of when Shohei hits a home run.
That we should. Can you find that film?
Absolutely. There's that, and then I was also watching.
They go bananas. Is it like they go, watching
it's,
soccer.
It's amazing. It's amazing, right? Like you, we think obviously between college football and the NFL. We think we have these great sports cultures here in America. But then the other thing is if you've listened to the British calls of American football games when they go play a game in London, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much better. I work for a TV broadcaster. I don't want to throw any shade
is
on American
broadcasters.
Is it better
because it's different and we're just so used to the American version? Like, if you're in England and you listen to the American version, are you like, oh, that's pretty good?
I don't think
is
that...
Is it all proper?
Look, I don't think British people are like... Let's get Chris Collinsworth. You know, now here's a guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think they're looking for that during their soccer games. And I wouldn't want to listen to a whole baseball game in Japanese either.
So is this the same call now, but just
it's his three home runs and it says the Korean radio call for each of them.
Okay. He likes to make that sound a lot. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, this guy. I like this guy. I wonder how much he gets paid to go, wow.
Well, that's something American sports fans will never.
Are you talking about this? Like this call here?
Yeah. Well, the Japanese one, I think, was a little bit. It was more animated than that.
Okay.
I will keep looking.
It got me thinking of how, as American sports fans, we don't get the feeling of. In Japan, that's their national superstar playing.
He's a mythic figure.
Right? Yeah, and, like, we don't have that version where, like, an American goes over and, like, kills it in the Premier League. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have that. Mm. Other countries, every once in a while, they'll
have
that.
Well, we did. We had Michael Jordan. I mean, you could talk about Derek Jeter.
But that was, he was playing in the American, like the majors in America. He was playing in the
Oh, I see what you're saying. We don't have one go over there. No, because everyone wants to play here. All the money
is
here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I was at the Ryder Cup a couple of weeks ago, and like the pride that the Europeans had in their players, and then specifically like from certain countries. Oh, that, you know, the John Rahm's our guy. We're from Spain, you know. It was cool to see versus just the Americans just like, oh, we don't like the Europeans. Like, screw the Europeans.
Right. I think a lot of the Americans got thrown out, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not me.
No.
I was a very cordial observer.
Yeah. We've had a lot of American players play baseball in Japan. But to your credit, Mike, nobody seems to follow them, and it almost feels like a step down. It's like,
when you go there,
we'll care when they come back.
Yeah. Your career is over, and you just have the name left, and some people may show up for that.
Right.
Did you find a Japanese version?
No? Not yet, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Soccer. You can't beat those. Those announcers.
No.
Long power.
There's a great Vice Sports documentary about back when Vice was really kicking it about, I forget what the two teams were, but it was some cross-city rivalry, and somehow the sectarian conflicts in the United Kingdom were part of it, and how like the police have to call out the riot units every time these teams play each other. And I was like, this is like, we have Yankees and Mets, that's such a grand tradition. You know, maybe some people get a little rowdy on a subway back from the game. But this is like the military gets involved in this.
It's
a Phillies game.
I think this is a caller. Yeah, that was a call.
Wow.
That was not a real. Hold on.
Distribution, brilliant.
Oh, this is the football call.
There are things from the USA. Can they do it here? Cross and Dempsey's denied.
Yeah, I guess this is an example.
Go, USA! Certainly through! Oh, it's incredible! You could not write a script like this!
It's one of the Vuvuzelas.
Yeah. Yeah, remember those?
Comes out here to Landon Donovan, who strikes again. What a golden goal!
A golden goal.
Oh. Good heavens.
Golden goal. Do you know who Ace Frehley was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You try to, well, I will be fair. Sometimes you try to get me on these, and it's like, you ever heard of Bruce Springsteen, kid? You know? But then there will be times I'll be listening to the show, and I'll be like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a Kiss fan?
Not really.
Yeah.
I like, I think this was his song, right? Back in the New York Groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was him.
It was.
On his, yeah. But so, I'm not like a big Kiss guy.
Yeah.
I was
not part of the Kiss Army, but you know, I really enjoyed them in concert. It was really a spectacle.
Mm.
Yeah. You know who Sebastian Bach is?
No. See, this is, I don't.
Okay. I knew I'd get somewhere.
Just start naming.
You were going to get there.
You could just name people.
Have you heard of the band Skid Row?
No. I mean, I've heard of Skid Row, but I couldn't name one of their songs.
Right. The lead singer, Sebastian Bach, played Mohegan Friday, and he did a tribute to Ace Frehley, who we found out last week, all these years saying Frehley, it's Frehley.
Frehley.
Frehley?
Frehley. We've been saying, the whole planet's been saying Ace Frehley, and we find out it's Frehley. When it's too late.
Just nobody asked him, I guess. Nobody ever asked.
No one ever asked.
Yeah, we know.
There's even a moment when Paul Stanley announces, can turn the microphone to Ace Frehley. Shock me. He says Frehley.
He says Frehley?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, you would think Commander Keith would have caught that when he was making his 200.
That's right. We got it wrong.
The world remembers.
Yeah. All right, here's Sebastian Bach on stage, Mohegan Sun, paying tribute to Ace Frehley.
We got any Kiss fans in the audience tonight?
Gargle, for God's sake.
You know how lucky we are right now to be alive with our friends, playing rock and roll music, having a drink, having some fun, enjoying life. We are lucky.
He's basically like... hey, we're lucky to be alive. Yeah, Ace, right. Not so much.
Yeah. I get the sentiment, but the execution of that is not...
Yeah, it's not, no.
Yeah.
He thinks he's crushing it right now, though. You can tell by the tone of his voice. He's like, dude, yeah. We're nailing it.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be doing this without Ace Frehley lead guitar.
He got it right.
No one really cares.
All right.
No. I didn't know. Right. Huh.
Yeah. All right. All right.
I mean, what are we supposed to say? Right. He's a resident. Okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay. I believe you. Stop yelling at me.
Imagine if Rocky gave the Rocky IV speech in this voice.
I can change and you can change. Everybody can change. All right. All right. That's the best you can do. This is your hometown boy right here.
He's not a hometown boy, okay? He wasn't born here.
Yeah.
He moved here after he retired.
Where did he, was he like Keith Richards and he lived?
Yeah.
Wilton.
Wilton. Basically, Wilton. That's basically where Keith Richards lives.
Yeah.
Weston.
All right.
He does sound like a Muppet.
He does. Like a Ted Nugent Muppet.
All right, Mike Cerulli, News 8 is here. Are you you're going to the Monsters Bowl?
I literally had a conversation with someone about this, and they were like adamant with me that it's on Saturday, but now I'm being told by Ruth it's on Friday. I'll be there either way. I was at Illicit all three nights of Columbus Day weekend, so what's another night going to do?
You know? You'll be there Saturday, too.
So I'll be there on Saturday.
How about that?
I've been at Illicit 5 times in the last 7 days.
All right.
Now, are you going with this young lady?
She will probably be there. She is the ringleader of this group.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's Jerry the Painter's daughter.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Longtime friend. Very talented musician, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She actually sang Broadway, or she sang a song at our toy drive or something. Right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known her since high school. Trumbull people.
Oh, okay.
Trumbull people.
Trumbull people.
Are you guys dating?
Trumbull people.
We are not, no.
Okay. No. You just gave me a look.
I didn't give you a look. No, I didn't
I
give
don't
you
know.
A look.
No. It was kind of a look.
No, I didn't give you a look. I don't want to make it weird.
All right.
No, we're just...
You're just friends. It's a group of friends.
It's a group of friends.
And you're all going together.
Some of my friends, some of her friends, some of our friends.
Got it.
Big group. And we have to figure out...
The groupers.
They are... So the girls in the group already have their costumes figured out.
Oh. Do you know what it is?
Oh, yeah. This is great. This is my turn to go to Chaz and name a modern musician and see if he knows who it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We need help coming up with custom ideas here. Okay. I still don't know what I'm doing for the Chaz and AJ Legends of Fear Monsters Bowl this Friday at Illicit Brewing in Fairfield. I still don't know.
I don't think you need to panic yet.
Yeah, no.
No. And Mike Cerulli, News 8, he's going Friday.
Yes.
And still doesn't know what he's going to
It's a conundrum. It's a real challenge right now.
So you're covering a federal, corruption trial?
Yeah, this former state official, who also, like Ace Frehley, has a last name that nobody quite knows how to pronounce. His name is Costa Diamantis, but some people say Diamantis.
And Norm is...
Norm Pattis is the defense attorney on this one. Thank you for the introduction to him, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Norm and I have gotten to know each other very well over the last two weeks. He's good people, man.
Yeah, people don't understand. They think because he defends bad people, he's a bad person, but he's a good person who defends bad people. I don't agree with some of the people he defends, but
that's his gig. In this
doctors take care of bad people.
In this country, in this system, it doesn't work. This whole thing doesn't work unless you have, first of all, people who are willing to show up to serve on a jury and fairly judge the defendant. And it certainly doesn't work unless you have good defense attorneys.
What do you think is happening?
By the way, if you're a juror in this case, I will not be responsible for a mistrial. Turn off the radio right now. I'm going to discuss things you're not allowed to know.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So this guy, Costa Diamantis or Diamantis, haven't gotten clarification on that yet. He used to run for the state government, this office in the state government that oversees all the school construction funding. So in Connecticut... Schools are very expensive to build, obviously, like they are anywhere. The state does the lion's share of the funding if Milford or Trumbull or wherever wants to build a school. this guy ran that office for many years under both Governor Malloy and Governor Lamont, and he's accused by federal prosecutors of basically using this position to steer contracts toward people who were bribing him. That's what the feds say. The owners of two of these companies have said to the jury, we were bribing this guy, and we were getting treatment in return for that. His explanation for all of it is, yes, I did get paid. So he admits to getting paid by these two companies, executives at these two companies. One of them also gave his daughter a job during the time he was running this office. And he says the payments weren't bribes. They were fees. In one case, one of the construction companies, he says, was paying him for an introduction to another construction company who was going to be helpful to them. And in the other case, he says he was being paid legal fees, which, because he was a lawyer, he was being paid legal fees. There's a lot of things the feds have brought up that kind of poke some holes in that. You know, if it's legitimate payments, why are you taking them in cash? Why are you taking them in the bathroom of a steakhouse in Hartford? In one case, or a couple cases, I believe, they were given to him as checks, and he cashed the checks before depositing them. Never declared on any of his income taxes. At the time, didn't declare on his income taxes.
How much money?
With one company, it was around $70,000. The other company was less than that. It was like in the single digits of thousands. But that was also the company that was giving his daughter a job. The owner of that company testified. She said she wasn't very good at her job, but she kept her on because she was afraid if she fired her that she would be blackballed. So it's been a pretty interesting case. Aside from the fact that Norm is the defense attorney, and it's very sometimes theatrical to see him in action. Big names get invoked all the time. There was a period of a couple days where we thought the governor might be called to testify in this because the governor was this guy's boss, and not like, you know, 10 layers between them. There was maybe at most a couple people between him and the governor, and the judge ruled that the governor's testimony wouldn't be relevant because he didn't have knowledge of any of this stuff. But it's been pretty dramatic.
Yeah. And is this why you don't have a costume for Friday yet?
Yeah, so
just say yes.
Been in federal court for the last 2 weeks. All my mind has been focused on.
Can you dress up as one? No one would know.
No one would know.
You dress up as someone in a case.
No.
How about a judge?
I could be a judge. A judge.
I want to see him look like Norm, though. If he dressed like Norm Pattis.
I could dress like Norm Pattis. Get a big wig.
Yeah. What about like an old-timey news person? Is that cliche?
Clark Kent.
So I thought of doing something because I already, like, if I wanted to, like, just joke and be like, oh, I'm Gil Simmons, you know?
Right.
I already have the rain jacket. You know, I got the mic. I could steal a microphone for a night. But then I'm like, that's kind of tacky, right? Because you don't want to, I don't know. You don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm on TV.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Right.
So we're thinking about it.
AJ, what do you think? Mike Cerulli.
Is there anything like any like bands or any like, you know, like people like you liked growing up?
Well, we talked about your friend group.
Yeah.
The girls already know what they're doing.
So this is where I get to put you on the spot now. Do you know who Tate McRae is?
No.
She's a big pop artist right now.
All right.
Do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Yes.
She's sort of in the Sabrina Carpenter sphere.
Hmm.
And not Jerry the Painter's daughter, but one of her friends, Teresa. Shout out Teresa. Teresa's great. She is dressing up as Tate McRae. Jackie has told me what she's dressing up as, but I forget it sitting here now.
Okay.
But I'm like, I've got nothing. They've been talking about this for 2 or 3 weeks, and they're like, oh.
Right, they're putting it all together.
They're getting it together. Teresa's showing me pictures of, like, here's the outfit that I'm going to copy. People will know what it is. And I'm just sitting there like, am I going to go to the Halloween discount store and buy a hot dog costume on Thursday night?
That would be funny.
That's great. That's a good one.
The hot dog's a standby. It's a standby.
Exactly.
Someone else goes as ketchup. We enter the group. There's a group element.
That's right.
Right.
Having never been to this before, Chaz, that's not going to cut it, is it?
I think everyone has a shot.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is Tate McRae. I'm getting flashbacks this weekend.
In my defense, there's a lot of people who sound like this now.
They all sound very similar.
Not really my cup of tea.
I'm not the target audience for those people.
She's Canadian. She's probably rooting for the Jays.
Oh, okay. Another reason not to like
her.
I don't even know where to begin for me either. Like, I have a couple of ideas, and I order them.
Mm.
Right, so I got this one thing hanging in the closet.
Uh-oh.
A new one. Like, you got it already this year?
Got it, like, a month ago.
Oh, no.
Okay? I got it, and it's hanging in the closet. And my wife goes, you know, when you went, like, as a ZZ Top guy, that was really good. You should do that. I'm like, what? You see, I have a costume.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just leave it alone? Now you plant that seed. So now I'm like, I got to do something different. So I go and I find something different. And right. Now that's hanging in the closet next to that one. Right? And then she goes, you know, why don't you just wear the referring to the first one. Oh. I'm like, well, you already took a turd on that one.
You turded it.
Now, will you coordinate with her?
No.
Is this a...
We did that 1 year, just felt so stupid.
I don't like that either.
It was devil and angel.
Okay. Wow. That's a little basic for a couple costumes.
Yeah, she was a devil, and I was like, I'll just go as an angel, because it's funny. Right. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Funny. I wouldn't even think that they make, if you buy them as a set, I would think the default would be the woman's costume would be the devil.
Yeah. No, we didn't buy it as a set. We pieced it out.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'll never do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking the discount Halloween store is going to probably save me on throw. I'll get out
a hot dog. Mike Cerulli hot dog.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Hysterical, by the way.
Yep. Well,
and you can
dress like a dog and be a news hound.
And we'll... That's good.
Oh.
This is good.
A hot dog with a little press hat.
Yes, the press hat.
That's good. What are you? People will ask you all night, what are you? And it's like, I'm a news hound.
Oh, that's good.
That is real
AJ,
good.
AJ. That's creative.
I don't even think about... The compound costume like that
right.
comes together. Thank you, AJ.
Mm. You get a little fake microphone.
I'll do a fake microphone. I'll bring a real microphone.
Yeah.
Why not?
I didn't want you to leave it there, but sure.
Yeah. No, man, it's okay.
Okay, but you have to go now? Where are you going?
I'm going to court.
Are you?
9 o'clock. Oh. Yeah. I got a few minutes if you want
to
just...
They're going to be wrapping up soon, right? Closing arguments?
Yeah, we're expecting that either today or tomorrow, depending on if Norm wants to call more witnesses today.
Oh.
So, Norm, if you're listening, text me. Let me know what I got for the next couple days.
I was texting with him last night. And by the way, this is weird. Like, I'm so tied into this Mike Cerulli guy. So I introduced him to Norm. So I'm talking to Norm last night, and Mike comes up. But then Mike sends me a picture of one of a person in his friend group. It's Jerry the Painter's daughter. Jerry the Painter's at my flip house right now.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway. Jerry the Painter.
Here, let me ask Norm. Are you calling more witnesses today?
Mike Cerulli wants to.
Mike Cerulli wants to know.
Norm comes outside of the courtroom every day, and there was one day I always kind of try to ask questions that throw people for curveballs. So if it's the governor, I'm trying to knock him off his balance a little bit, and it's playful, right? There's a bit of an understanding to it. Sometimes he gets bothered by it, but most people are good sports about it. And Norm comes out one day, and I asked him a question. He just looks at me, and he just goes, you know, every day I wonder, what inappropriate question is he going to ask? Because you keep me up at night, and I try to come up with something to say back to you in response.
That's a great compliment.
Yeah.
Of all the reporters, he's, you know.
I don't know. He said you, but he was looking at me, and it was after I asked a question that was not something he could, in Norm's defense, I'll defend Norm now. he can't comment on what's being entered into evidence.
Right.
But I can try to get him to comment on what's being entered into evidence.
Yeah.
But
How do you think that's going to go?
I don't want to. I mean, like,
yeah, you don't know. The jury will figure it out.
Look, I mean, you ask any lawyer on either side of the courtroom, they'll tell you when the federal government decides to bring criminal charges against you, they bat very close to 100,000. Right? They don't joke around with that stuff.
Right, and they have unlimited resources.
Unlimited resources, as Norm said. I'll quote Norm Pattis: a phalanx of FBI agents. Norm was deliberating, talking about something. I think some subpoena that they needed to issue, and he says, "I don't have a phalanx of FBI agents at my disposal."
Yeah,
and I scribbled on my notebook: phalanx of FBI agents.
Phalanx.
He has a way with words, that guy.
He does.
Norm and I were like going back and forth, like the artist rendering of him. Back and forth to one another.
Yeah, that's that sketch artist Milo. It's their first. I think this is their first federal trial that they've ever done.
We've been trying to get a sketch artist to come in. Get this person, Ruth.
I'll put you in touch. Milo's a good sport.
Okay, yeah. so we want this person to come in, and then like when Mushmouth calls in from Danbury, like, all right, draw what you think Mushmouth looks like.
Right.
you know, and then we'll do that, and then we'll see how he does.
I want a sketch of your face just before you hang up on Mushroom.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Good.
That's an easy one.
All right, Mike Cerulli, News 8. He's got to get to court, so thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with your costume.
See you Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ruth, nice. Is there like a special, there a special line I can get into? You make me look cool in front of my friends.
Jazz and AJ. Trying to figure out what's happening at Foxwoods right now. There's various reports, but it sounds like state police are assisting with Foxwoods police in a situation where, depending on what you read, hasn't been confirmed that there's a man holding a woman hostage in a hotel room.
Scary.
Have you heard anything about the person being armed? I heard barricaded. I haven't heard armed.
Man with a gun is Ooh. What I'm seeing.
Yeah, okay. I saw a couple comments mentioning a gun, but I mean, I don't know how they know that if they're not in the hotel room.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Of all the places this is going to happen, that's kind of a good spot because at a casino, there are cameras everywhere and security and police everywhere. So once there's a situation, they're aware of it very quickly.
I don't know if there's a good place to be a hostage.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, If you're going to pick,
you'd pick a casino?
Yeah. Or like maybe just...
I'd pick a pizza place. I'd be like Pepe's.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's being stereotypical.
A brewery.
Brewery, nice.
How about a police station?
Yeah.
Right, even better.
Help me. I'm right here.
Got him.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of extra details. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I was looking for a live report on TV. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, and all the online articles are just saying the same stock thing until they get updates.
Trying to get someone to call in right now. And now, Ruth, you're seeing that there are various people posting that they're there at Foxwoods right now, and we're trying to get them on?
Yes. Oops.
What is that?
I'm just going through socials right now. People are posting stuff, but that's not from Foxwoods.
That's like a bird. Yeah. Yeah, all the stories I'm looking at all basically have nothing.
It's so hard these days because you never know what is real and what is, you know, with social media.
All right. Brian Foley's on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Now, you used to be the guy that would know exactly what's happening right now. Not that you'd be able to tell us, but yeah. What do you think?
So what I'm hearing is there's a man with a... Now, look at this. This is preliminary, but a man has a woman being held hostage in one of the hotel rooms down at Foxwoods Casinos, which is obviously, you know, fairly dangerous situation. So I'm sure all the resources are being sent there. What do you guys got? What are you hearing?
That's exactly what we heard, too. And yeah. We're trying to get... Yep.
So Foxwoods has their own police department, but they don't have a negotiation team. They don't have a SWAT team. So in this situation, when you have someone barricaded in there, they're going to be able to determine relatively quickly who's in there between the woman and the man with the hotel records, likely, as to who's in there. And start getting a background, firearms permits, such and things like that, any sort of arrest history, psych history. They're going to dispatch a SWAT team and a negotiation team. They'll be able to call the room fairly easily if they wanted to, obviously, at the front desk. And they will likely have the cell phone numbers of both the woman and the man if they want to begin to try negotiations. When, you know, the police will, the negotiation team will do every effort they can to get this to end peacefully. And this thing, it could take hours and hours, you know, better part of a day, maybe even depending on how long these things go on. And, you know, it's not that critical of a situation in that this is just one room. I'm sure they evacuated all the rooms up and down the hallway. everyone else out, you know, so there's not a high danger for others here. So time is on the officer's side. It's not like we're blocking off an intersection in the middle of a big, busy city. And I was on a negotiation team in Hartford, and you take all those things into consideration as a commander. Now, as negotiators, you know, they're going to look and try to find out everything they can about this guy and try to get him to surrender peacefully. Meanwhile, the SWAT team is looking at the schematics of the building and how they're going to make entry into the room should something happen.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, so it's kind of like the television show or the movie.
Yeah.
It's not like the movies, but it is like that. Yes. It's never as cool as the movies, but it's like that. They'll look at all that stuff, and so the Foxwood Police Department will have all of that readily available. And oh, by the way, have trained for it, you know, on a yearly basis. That'll be the state police negotiation team. That'll be the state police SWAT team going there. And both of those are very good, and have a lot of resources available to them. You know, who knows how long this is going to drag out? But you know, likely a floor or two are all balled up at the casino. You know, for the people that are down there. But as far as this is a decent situation to operate in if you're a cop, a negotiation team, or a SWAT team. Unfortunately, these things, you know, it's the murder suicide that you worry about in these types of situations. And, right. And you know, if you hear a gunshot, you know, they're listening. You know, they're listening to everything. They'll have listening devices going into the room there. They're going to have a lot of options, you know, between being in the rooms next door. They're going to be able to hear everything that's going on in that room. So with the technology that the state has, without getting into it too much more. So
you can't get into it. The technology?
Top secret.
Well, they can hear everything.
It's a surprise.
And so,
can you put like sleeping and gas into the room and knock them both out?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I've never seen sleeping gas, but that's a good one. I can use some if you have some. I've never seen sleeping gas. Okay. Not a bad idea, you know. I mean, the movies, they would have that sort of thing. So, I mean, I've actually liked the prospect of this ending peacefully. You know, you never know, but hopefully, you know, they get out of here and you know, nothing's no one's
What are
hurt.
Some of the things and that you remember, like, when you were on the negotiating teams for these various situations, like, people would ask for, like, food, cigarettes?
You know, when Officer Lavery was killed in Newington and the suspect was in the basement, we had the phone down there, and he wanted to talk to his family. And you know, we knew what that meant. You know, that usually it's not a lot of interesting stuff, like you're saying. Cigarettes, what was that on Sisson Avenue? I remember the guy wanted cigarettes. And we got it to him, but when the cigarettes came, so did the SWAT team, and that was the end of that. But
really?
Hold
it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hold
here's the
it.
Cigarette.
There's yep. the key. When that item you have, here's your pizza. It's right. Delivered
exactly.
By a SWAT team member.
Special yep. Delivery, yeah.
Right.
We had a guy on a roof on Sigourney, and Channel 3 was there. And this is going back 20 years now. And he wanted to talk to the TV people. So we put one of our female detectives as the news person. And the cameraman agreed to go up with us. I'm sure that NASA or whatever
this is
the
just like the movie.
Would have a beef
yeah,
with
seriously.
Them. Yeah, and they went up there, and as soon as they started to get distracted, you distract them with talking to the camera. Here comes the SWAT team, not far behind, and that ended. He was only threatening to jump off the roof.
Oh.
So that was an interesting one, but yeah, this here is not like a high demand situation. You know, this is severe mental illness. You know, sadness, and you know the request to talk to the family is usually pre-suicide. You know, predetermined suicide, but sometimes the family can talk them out of it in those situations. So wait and see what happens. But the state police are they the negotiation teams train and train and train for these types of things, and they're the talkers. They're the people who can talk, you know, and talk anything out of anybody, and they're thinking and going in so many different directions, and they have support behind them behind the scenes as people are looking up different things that have happened in the person's life. So it's very interesting.
Guess who we have on the other hotline?
Not as glamorous as who's that?
Christine Jeltema.
Oh, she's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. You can go to her.
So she used to do that, right? The negotiation stuff.
I know she was, I worked when she was the great PIO when I was with the state there. She was the PIO, the public information. She might have been on the negotiations. She's a talker, that's for sure. She's really good.
Yeah, that's I feel for her husband. Kidding. All right. Brian, thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you.
There's a hostage situation being reported at Foxwoods. We think it's real. Christine Jeltema, were you part of a negotiation team?
I was. Right before I left, I was the team leader for the state police negotiation team right before I retired. And before, when I got on the team, even like years ago, there was only two negotiators. But as the team progressed, when I left, we brought that team up to about six or seven guys and girls. So I'm sure they're out there. I haven't heard anything, but I do know there's something going on out at Foxwoods. So this is awesome. This is something that I miss about the state police.
Right.
The
adrenaline
amazing.
Rush to feel that you're helping.
Yes.
So what would you, let's just say you're leading the team and you get the guy on the phone. What is the first couple of things you do when you're on the phone?
Well, what we try to do is figure out what's going on. So we use emotions. So we listen for those emotions. If there was some type of incident that happened 24 to 48 hours ago, we try and figure out exactly what that is and kind of get into their emotions. Because right now, whoever's in there, whatever's going on, they're in a crisis state. So something happens, so their actions are based on their emotions. And we try to get them to a normal functioning level where we bring down their emotions to start thinking rationally and get them to figure out a solution that's safe for everybody.
Man.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well,
but you got to also bounce, like, what are some triggers you want to stay away from? Because I've seen this in the movies where they got them all calmed down, and then it's like, oh, I shouldn't have asked that, huh?
Yeah.
Because I'm there, I got them all back going again.
Damn it.
Yeah. So the team, it's a team. There's a bunch of people that are involved. Obviously, we're listening to what this person is saying. And we try and figure out some things that they really are interested in and things that they like to talk about and things that might be a trigger. So it could be dependent on what's going on. Like Brian had said, wanted to talk to a female or a reporter and all that good stuff. So if maybe they had issues with their father, so they don't like to talk to a male, or if they have kids and that's a huge hook for them, we'll try and get them to talk about their kids. And again, we're trying to get them to come down on their emotions and start to think rationally. So whatever is going on, whatever had happened, why they came to the casino, if they're at Foxwoods, something that is going on. We try and pull that out of them and use that to our advantage to get them to come out. Yeah.
Wow. So you're talking to you're working with a team and everyone's listening to the call and you have to kind of respond in real time. Are the team, the team that's listening, are they passing you notes?
Yes. It all depends, too, on where the situation is, what we have available to us. But, yeah, usually it's through notes. We write down, if we can, on a whiteboard, and we can pass that over to to the commander. And it's a team not just with negotiators, but with the TAC team, depending on who's out there. And typically a full call out would be everybody that's part of ESU, the bomb squad, negotiators, the TAC team, whatever resources we have available, because everybody works together. And I know sometimes our ITs go out there because we might be in locations where we don't have service. So they'll bring something that we're able to even utilize our radios and everybody that's involved. It's a pretty amazing to see how everybody comes together and the training that everybody does. It's awesome. Wow.
Have you ever used any of these skills while maybe having a disagreement with your husband?
He tells me all the time that he has no idea how I became a negotiator because I'm the worst.
That's a bad start right there.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah. My kids, I do too. They tend to poke me where, like, they know they're going to get to my core.
They know your buttons.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Switch. For sure. But that's what kids do, right?
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we miss you, and thank you for your service to the state.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And thanks for calling in with the information. You and Brian Foley, awesome. And hopefully they resolve this quickly at Foxwoods.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully they do. And everybody's safe, yeah, always. That's the main mission.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We usually do dumbass news here, but we have a situation going on at Foxwoods. It's being reported that there is a man holding a woman in a hotel room with a gun, but now we're hearing from social media that the woman has been let go, but the man is still in the room.
Yeah. Still dangerous situation.
Yeah.
To himself, basically. At the
right. You don't want to hurt himself, you know?
No.
You don't want that either.
No. No. Ruth has been in touch with Jeff Dedarian from News 8. What is he telling you?
So he says there's at least a dozen state police there, including the tactical two. His source tells him that the rooms have been evacuated and there are possibly two weapons.
Two weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And is he coming on?
He will be calling in approximately 5 minutes or so.
Okay. And what's he doing?
Yeah.
Or is he busy? Is he combing that hair of his?
I don't know. Well,
you know, the hair.
He's got network hair.
He really
does. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That definitely has its own, like, care routine every day.
Right. Plus matching suit.
Yep. Right. The pomades and everything else. And then he has
to he's pressing his suit.
The man does dress well.
He does. Oh, yeah.
GQ. Yeah. 100%. Yep. Didn't we have his wife on? Shopping. And she was, like, commenting on, you know, he's, like, more, it takes him longer to get ready than it takes her.
Hmm.
Well, the guy's got to prep, you know.
Yeah. But I bet you that's what he's doing right now.
I bet you he can't call the show
because he's doing his hair right now.
Right.
He's doing his hair, almost doing done. His makeup.
Almost quite set.
Or, like, getting in stuff about the story.
Maybe.
Oh, if you want to be ridiculous, go for it. Yeah.
I'd like the picture he's wearing one of those silk caps that you go to bed in that doesn't mess your hair up. Just like a big fluffy robe.
Yeah. Right.
Nice.
He probably sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
like a nice smoking jacket, velvet with a little thing tucked in the pocket. Yeah.
Right. Making some pink ladies shaking, not stirred.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this thing resolves itself quickly. It sounds, you know, the reports keep getting better and not worse. So that's a good thing.
If it's accurate, it's encouraging to hear. Definitely.
You know what we're going to see now? We're going to see. Tell me the B-roll they're going to get. They're going to get all the police cars. They're going to get the police walking around with the guns, the long weapons, the long guns. You know, you'll have two cops, like, you know, with all the tactical gear talking to each other. And then you'll see them laughing. And it's always like, all right, the one time they laugh, that's the clip you have to put on.
Right. They do that long walk with the camera low along the as they're walking along the hallway.
Oh, what? In the hotel?
In the hotel itself, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like afterward, they're going, and this is where it took place.
This is the room. Oh, that'll be evidence for a while. It'll be hard to get that. They'll have to go onto a different floor.
Mm. Yeah.
Things take a different turn.
Just two floors away from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The police tape. Zoom in on that.
Definitely, yes. Police tape. That's correct.
Yeah. The slow zoom.
Dogs. See the police dogs?
Oh, yep.
The bomb-sniffing dogs?
Of course.
Any kind of gear, if there was like a shield?
Oh, yeah, like Stanley with riot shields or something?
Mm. Yeah.
Somebody talking into the little walkie-talkie on their shoulder, they lean in.
There'll be a shot of the sign in Foxwoods.
Right.
Mm.
In case you missed it. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have missed the giant concrete and glass building behind you.
Yeah, just in case.
I'm surprised they don't have bomb-sniffing robots yet. They still use the dogs.
Give them time. Give them time.
They must exist. They probably just very...
Yeah, because you're just analyzing what's in the air.
Right.
You don't have a robot now? You got to put a dog in harm's way?
Dog's probably cheaper.
Well, they got that nose, you know?
Yeah, they do.
They're really good at that.
A cookie.
Yeah,
have you seen those robot dogs? They're scary as
so
F.
Creepy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man, it's Terminator. You see that those, is- and then you see these, you know, these Tesla robots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to believe when I see them. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if some of this is real, some of it's not real.
They leave a little thing of batteries on the floor. Yep. That's the
when they get scared, they leave a little pile of batteries.
Bunch of D's.
Yeah, that's when they're really scared. They're pooping out D's.
It's like double A's.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
If they're a little nervous, it's like triple A's.
Right. So there might be something that's explosive, but maybe it's not a bomb.
Yeah.
D bloop, battery, bloop. We have big problems.
Bloop, bloop.
Right. Doctor, the bomb is on.
No, I agree, though. Those robot dogs are terrifying looking.
That was literally an episode of Black Mirror.
It was.
And the Tesla robots, have you seen them? They had one, I don't know if it was real, but they showed him walking over a pile of debris. And how he was getting his balance. He would take a step and kind of shake, and the thing would move, and then he would adjust himself. And I'm like, oh, man, that's now with AI. You know, in 6 months to a year, it'll be running over that pile.
Because it'll learn.
Yeah, what if you forget to recharge the dog?
What do you mean?
He's halfway through all of a sudden. Blah, 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 blah.
Jeff Dedarian, News 8 on the phone. Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Where are you?
Morning.
I'm actually on another story. We have new info on the Jacqueline Torres Garcia case. I'm going to have that tonight, but I'm getting some updates from people who are at the scene. So, you know, it's basically what you guys have been reporting. I just heard Christine on, and a couple of sources telling me that this guy could have two pistols with him in the room. And as far as we know, that, you know, there's been no shots have been fired or anything like that. We have a crew there, and they haven't seen or heard anything like that. He was able to get onto the property. I don't know if that's changed, because normally what they do is they, like Brian Foley said, they secure the scene and they don't let anybody, you know, in or out. But any available person from the tactical team, you know, would be sent there. And the person I'm in touch with who's on the ground there says, you know, they look to evacuate the rooms and just kind of get everything cordoned off as best they can. And just like Christine said, trying to talk to this person. And
we heard reports
that's what they do.
Unconfirmed from social media that the woman has been released and the guy is still in the room. Have you heard that?
I have not heard that yet.
No.
I have not heard that yet. And just with social media, as we all know, right?
I know.
You know, you got to be just, really careful. But, you know, these negotiators are the best in the business from, you know, CSP. And they'll do whatever they can to try and, you know, diffuse the situation and get the people out of there and not have it be like you see on TV.
Yeah.
Not the goal to go, you know, blasting in the room. But I think, you know, the more time that goes on and the more that things remain quiet, which from my guys there, it's relatively quiet. So that's all good news. So hopefully it all ends, you know, peacefully here for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Jeff, I thought maybe you were doing your hair. That's why you couldn't come on immediately.
I did hear that.
All right, good. I wanted you to hear it from me, because I know how people are.
I did hear it.
Yeah.
And then someone mentioned about a cap or something. But
that was Vince.
Thanks, AJ. Yeah.
So, all right, as always, great job. Well, yeah, you're not even there, and you got more stuff than anyone else.
If I hear anything else. Yeah, if I hear anything else, I'll pass it on to Ruth for sure.
All right, thank you, brother. Jeff Dedarian, News 8. Okay.